Mr. President, we thank High Commissioner for the oral update. Bangladesh is shouldering an unfair burden of over a million forcibly displaced Rohingyas. Hosting Rohingyas for a long period has never been an option for us. The problem needs to be addressed at the root, which lies in Myanmar. Rohingya crisis without an end in sight is causing frustration not only for these people, but also for their host community. Uncertainty around the repatriation has the potential to have spillover effects on regional peace and stability. We understand that currently safety and security of Rohingya is of primary importance. Still, we will continue our engagement with all partners so that Rohingya repatriation can be commenced at a suitable time. We reiterate that sustainable repatriation is the only durable solution of the Rohingya crisis. Presence of humanitarian entities and international partners and their unhindered access in Rohingya Rakhine is a prerequisite for boosting confidence among the Rohingyas for return. We call on international community to come forward to create better conditions, invest in livelihood options for the Rohingyas in Rakhine, and thus help reintegrate the Rohingya returnees. In the context of decreasing funding in joint response plan, we call for adequate humanitarian assistance for the Rohingyas temporarily sheltered in Bangladesh. Finally, we urge the High Commissioner and his office to keep the Rohingya issue high on the agenda until the accountability and justice is ensured and a durable solution is achieved. I thank you.